Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Your daily dose of motivation, inspiration, and a little bit of real talk about navigating the crazy world of sports and life. Am I right? Now, today we're diving into something super important, especially for anyone who straps on cleats, laces up their trainers, or even just pushes themselves to be better every day. We're talking about self-compassion. Sounds a little fluffy, maybe even a bit too woo-woo, right? Trust me, this is hardcore. It's the difference between crushing your goals and letting those inner critics hold you back. Here's the deal. In sports, we're constantly bombarded with messages about pushing limits, overcoming obstacles, being tougher, faster, stronger. And while the drive is incredible, it can easily turn into this relentless pressure cooker where we're always judging ourselves, picking apart every mistake, and forgetting to be kind to ourselves along the way. So, let's break down why self-compassion is your secret weapon in achieving peak performance. Number 1. It helps you bounce back from setbacks. We all have them: a missed shot, a lost game, a frustrating training session. Ever felt like those moments define you? You know that feeling when you get stuck in a spiral of I'm not good enough, what's wrong with me? Self-compassion says, hey, this sucks, but it doesn't define you. It allows you to acknowledge the disappointment, learn from it, and move forward without letting those setbacks crush your spirit. Number 2. It fuels your motivation. Think about it: when you're constantly beating yourself up, are you truly motivated? Or are you just scared of failing more? Self-compassion replaces that fear with a genuine desire to improve. It's like saying, I'm going to give my best, even if it's not perfect, I'm learning and growing every step of the way. Number 3. It improves your focus and performance. When you're kind to yourself, you create a more positive and supportive internal environment. This helps clear away distractions and allows you to tap into your true potential. Imagine being able to perform at your best because you're not bogged down by self-doubt and negativity. That's the power of self-compassion. Number 4. It builds resilience. Life throws curveballs both on and off the field. Self-compassion equips you with the mental toughness to handle those challenges with grace and strength. It teaches you to accept what you can't control and focus your energy on what you can. And finally, number 5. It connects you to others. When we practice self-compassion, we create a ripple effect of kindness that extends to everyone around us. It fosters empathy, understanding, and stronger relationships both with teammates and coaches, and even with those who might be pushing against you. Now, let's talk about something super relatable. Think about the last time you had a tough practice or a disappointing performance. What were your thoughts? Did you beat yourself up, replay every mistake in your head, or maybe even give up for a bit? I know I've been there. We've all experienced those moments where we want to throw in the towel and hide under a blanket. But imagine if, instead of getting down on yourself, you said something like, okay, that didn't go as planned, but it's just one practice. I can learn from this and come back stronger. See the difference? Remember, self-compassion isn't about being soft or accepting mediocrity. It's about recognizing your humanity, embracing challenges as opportunities for growth, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend. So, go out there, give it your best shot, and remember to be kind to yourself along the way. You've got this. And hey, don't forget to share your thoughts with us. What does self-compassion mean to you? How do you practice it in your own life? Let's keep this conversation going on social media. Use #AthletesEdge and let me know what you think. Until next time, stay motivated, keep pushing, and remember, be kind to yourself. You deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.